we'd never get enough money for all those high school kids because we fed like 700 or 750 a day. And they had to be fed pretty fast so they'd have time to eat, you know. We run those lines fast. It's as fast as they want.
Do people around here make anything that they call a corn dodger?
Yeah, I know what that is. We make that in school. You take a weenie and you have a, we have a recipe for a mix, and you dip it in this cornbread mix, you know, and then drop it in the deep fat fryer. And it, we call it corn dog. The children love it. They have the bread that's already wrapped around the weenie. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, a corn dog?
Yeah.
No, I said a corn dodger. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Don't know what that is?
No, I don't know what that is.
Well, what about these things that some people call hoe cakes?
You know? Yeah, pancakes or hoe cakes.
Is a pancake and hoe cake the same thing?
Same thing.
Is that right?
To me it is.
Well, you know, I kind of think of them myself as a little bit different. I think of hoe cake as having cornmeal in it, you know?
Yeah.
And a pancake, of course, doesn't have.
Are you thinking the hoe cake, is it baked in the stove? Is that hoe cake baked in the stove?
Well, it can be. You know, they're shaped kind of like a pancake, and you pour them out, you know,
yeah.
You mix up the batter and all that. But like my grandmother cooks them on a skillet, you know, an open skillet, just like you would a pancake, except all the difference is that the hoe cake has cornmeal in it.
Is that right?
And the pancake, you know, has that pancake batter mix or whatever it is.
Well, I don't know much about that, but I remember when I was a child, my mother, maybe we sleep late or something, she'd have a little biscuit left or something, and she'd call it a hoe cake. She'd bake it in the stove, you know, and let us kids eat it. And but now at the Boy Scout camp, we made pancakes every other morning. I have a real good recipe, and they had a electric stove, you know, it had the grill on the top.
Right.
And we'd make up that mix. I got the recipe from out of the Arkansas farmer, progressive farmer, and I build it up big enough for the school. That was one of my hobbies. I take a home recipe and work it up for school. And you know, it's just as easy done as it can be.
Well, can you do it, you know, proportionally?
Yeah. Multiply it times like what you think you're going to feed, you know. Come out with it.
I'd be scared to try to work with a mouth that big.
But, I have a box, and it's at my school now that has my, I have my own personal recipes, and I've worked up a lot of them, and I passed them on to the others. But they taught us how to do that in Fayetteville. I went up there, I went 3 summers. I really enjoyed Fayetteville. Have you been to Fayetteville, Arkansas?
Yes.
Beautiful place.
I've never been up in the mountains before. I came to Arkansas, and you know, real pretty views.
We went to Denver one time. We went of necessity. That's been about, it was the summer before William was born. He's 21 years old now, so we've been about 22 years. And we went up to Denver. We took, my son was up there in the Air Force, and he was fixing to be discharged, and he had a lot of things he wanted to bring home, so he wanted to bring his car to him. He and his wife were up there without the car. So my daughter drove one car, and my husband and I drove another one, and we had a little problem getting to Denver with two automobiles.
Yeah.
The stoplight would catch one of us where the other one wouldn't.
Yeah.
And we went up there in the mountains, and that's what they call the highest highway in Arkansas, or, I mean, in, I guess maybe in the United States, and they had a road over it, and the mountain was so steep until this road just, you know, curved around to get you down, you know, and they had the Moffitt